the uneducated observer driving from place to place, it can appear that Kansas can best be described as more of the same. But if you look again, you'll see that it is a mosaic that changes constantly, with the seasons, with the crops, and with active land management.
Even with the Conservation Reserve Program, the CRP areas, and in Barton County, we have a lot now of the Wetlands Reserve Program planted back to native grasses. Those areas also have to be maintained. It's not something that you can just go out and plant them once and leave them alone.
The Wetlands Reserve Program is a voluntary program offering landowners the opportunity to protect, restore, and enhance wetlands on their property. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service provides support to ensure the wetlands' value. Likewise, the Conservation Reserve Program was created in the mid-80s as a way to decrease soil erosion and increase water conservation. Here on the byway, you can see evidence of the CRP in the swaths of land growing native prairie grasses, like bluestem. The Stoskoffs are fifth-generation Kansans. Marianne Stoskoff and her husband operate a farm near Hoisington. She explains a little more about the role of man and nature that keeps this scenic byway, well, scenic.
But even the CRP grasses, if you don't periodically burn those, which is a mimicking of the natural cycle and what happened before we settled this country, if you don't burn them periodically, the dead grass accumulates. It mats over the ground and prevents some of the biological happenings. It prevents the development and growth of new grasses to take over. So even those types of areas have to be managed. I mean, it's just like they manage things out at Cheyenne Bottoms to try to mimic some of those natural cycles.
On this stretch of the byway, you're passing working farms, actively managed CRP lands, and other evidence of man's relationship with land. In addition to the farm crops and grassland, you can also see other clear evidence of how man tried to modify, assist, or preserve these areas. As you continue, look for what is known as shelter belts. You'll spot them as long rows of trees. Shelter belts were planted partly in response to the Dust Bowl, or the Dirty 30s as it was called. These rows help protect nearby lands from wind erosion and conserved soil moisture by reducing evaporation. For a while, some people believed that the key to making the plains more hospitable to people was by adding trees. And the shelter belts certainly proved to be useful, not only for farmers, but also by providing additional habitat for birds and other animals. But like all good intentions, unintended consequences can arise.
If you're driving along and you see an area that has a lot of cedar trees in it, and cedar trees are an invasive species, and they will take over the prairie and make it useless for livestock production or for deer, turkey, pheasants, all those types of wildlife, the grass is no longer there for them once the trees take over. And so sometimes you will see an area that's been burned to cut back on the invasive species and restore the area for the grasses.
Controlled burns are an important part of prairie land management, along with the removal of non-native trees and other woody plants. As you drive, look for swaths of farmland scorched by fire. It's another example of how we are now attempting to help Mother Nature restore what was here, all the while ensuring that the rich abundance of Kansas is also used for growing food. Over time, many smart, well-intentioned, and well-informed people have developed ideas to improve the land. Some of those ideas ultimately prove to be misguided, or in some cases, flat out wrong. But the core desire to protect and preserve has always been at the root when deciding how to best serve the people and the land.
When you farm the same piece of land or you live on the same piece of land for generations, you naturally want to protect that land following the best recommendations of your time so that future generations will follow you and have the same opportunities and even greater opportunities than you have.
Following the best recommendations of our time. As we know better, we do better. Better land management, better farming, better conservation techniques all serve the same goal: to give our children and grandchildren the beauty and bounty of central Kansas. Please enjoy the view as you continue your drive, and remember to look for the Scenic Byways audio guide markers.